listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams. There is still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790. That's 505-338-5790. Or text 505-585-LIVE. That's 505-585-5483. Today's show is sponsored in part by Ben Lucero at Indigo Mortgage, 505-836-5700. That's 505-836-5700 or online at indigomortgage.net. Thank you, Indigo Mortgage, for your support of KLYT and ABQ Connect.
Welcome to ABQ Connect. We're in studio with Chuck Harper. He's the General Director of Across Nations Ministries, along with Roger Everett. He's a teacher at their Hilltop School, and Jenna Martinez, who is the radio manager, an all-encompassing ministry, Chuck.
That's right. It's a big ministry, and we are so honored to be with you here today, and thank you so much for making us part of your Missionary of the Month. I just can't tell you what a privilege that is.
Yeah, your ministry has done amazing things, long track record. Give us a little history, and in the midst of that, I hope you'll kind of talk to us about the geographical area you serve, Chuck, because I don't think our listeners understand the Hopi, Zuni, and Navajo nations and how large an area that is.
Well, I appreciate that, and you know, this is kind of a fun time to be here, especially. We just came off of a board retreat we had here in Albuquerque, and we got into a large discussion about how big we want to be. Uh-huh. And we talked about, we want to serve Native American people. And does that mean all of the way from the North Pole to the South Pole? And we said, well, if God would so choose, we're willing to do that. But right now we're kind of based in Window Rock, Arizona, which is the capital of the Navajo Nation. And the Navajo Nation is a pretty big part of a pretty big part of New Mexico, Arizona, and Utah, and covers 28,000 square miles. Wow. So it's a big place.
And we need to keep Jenna in mind because the radio ministry is reaching most of that area, right, Jenna?
Actually, it is now reaching all of the area.
That is cool. And you just built a brand new radio station, but we got to hold on to that.
Right.
Jenna, I want Chuck to make sure our listeners understand. Truly, when you say across nations, that's why you changed your name.
That's exactly why we changed our name. You know, we've been part of ministry on the Navajo Reservation. This year, we're actually celebrating 85 years. Mm-hmm. And over those 85 years, we've seen many churches become planted and established, at least on the Navajo Reservation. And we realize that it's time for the Navajo Nation and the Navajo Church to find her place in God's kingdom. So we want to turn the table, so to speak, and instead of being a place where you do missions to, we want to be a place where you do missions from. And so we see Native American people not as a mission field anymore, but a major mission force where they can send their people across nations and be able to minister in places where, you know, we couldn't go as Anglo-Americans. And we've seen so many opportunities in Mongolia and South America and other parts of the world where Native American people can go and get accepted and just have an instant camaraderie with the people where, you know, we as just general American can't go. But they're so welcome and appreciated by Native American people when they go to other nations.
Chuck, I think so many of us, especially people in the church, we don't necessarily know how we're spiritually gifted. We may not even see the value God places in our own lives. So the fact that you're calling people to go be ministers and to have God work through their lives, that's an amazing thing.
It really is. In fact, you know, God doesn't always use the most qualified, gifted, capable people. He uses people that are available, and they may not be the most educated or the highest IQ or what, not to say Native American people don't have IQ, but they are really qualified just because of who God made them. Their identity is in Christ. God uses you.
Yes.
And so that's been a beautiful
thing.
Hey,
this is not on the notes, but I have to share it with you. We have an assistant pastor at Calvary Church. He's also head of our education. His name is Dr. Brian Nixon. And Brian has written a book called Tilt, Finding Christ in Culture. And some of the examples that he uses is he talks about Native American religion and Native Americans' appreciation of the earth and the sky and all these different things. And although that basis is not in Christianity, it's a recognition that there's a creator. Mm-hmm. And that they know God and all of his creation, and maybe more importantly, they value that creation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think about environmentalism and all the politics mm-hmm. going on.
Yeah.
I say, forget all of that. Just appreciate what God has done and let's take care of it. Mm-hmm. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
One of the most beautiful things about native culture is they have kind of got to know what general revelation is. Mm-hmm. You know, Psalm 19 is very specific about knowing nature and seeing God in that.
Yes.
And that's something that Native people have known. And they know about general revelation more than most people do.
Yes.
And so we have a lot to learn from Native people. And they are some of the most incredible people. That
and what I love is you're calling them to go share that with the world.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. It's very exciting stuff. Chuck, a lot of ministries, very diverse ministry, a lot of needs in those communities, but then again, also a lot of gifts and a lot of abilities in those communities. Tell us a little bit more about all the services you're offering.
Well, it's all about the life-changing message of Jesus Christ. And if we can find creative ways to do that, that's what we want to be about. And so we have right now 3 going on, maybe 5 radio stations. Mm-hmm. And God is using radio because we can cover that whole Navajo Nation with the gospel of Christ on radio 24/7. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times you think radio, that's kind of an outdated thing. You know, nobody listens to AM radio anymore. And when you get into an area where you can't get internet and you might not have cell phone coverage, and radio, you have one in your car, you can put it in your house, it becomes a constant companion 24/7, so it's always there. So we have radio. We also have Hilltop Christian School, which has been a dynamic mission or a game changer for so many kids. And we hear from people all the time, I went to Hilltop School 25, 40 years ago, and it made a difference.
That's good
and,
stuff.
It's because of Hilltop I'm successful in life.
And I've just met Roger mm-hmm. Everett. Roger yep. is the instructional supervisor for Hilltop School. But here's what I like most, Roger. You're also a third grade teacher. I don't hear much about supervisors that are actually doing the teaching. I kind of like that because you're staying in touch and you know the heart of the kids.
Yeah, that keeps me busy doing both things and, you know, helping the faculty, the teachers teach and moving ahead in all the different areas that we need to. But I also love teaching, and that's why I really came to the school. I did not come to the school to be involved in administration. Mm-hmm. I have been a school administrator for 35 years, and I was done with that. And so I said I want to just teach and have a group of kids. And so I have 5 third graders this year, and it's just a wonderful opportunity to love on them and to serve them and to tell them about Jesus.
Roger, I've got to ask just logistically, are there language barriers? Most of the kids speak English, or are you having to pick up native languages?
All of the kids speak English very well. And on the Navajo Nation, the grandmas speak fluent Navajo. The parents speak sort of Navajo, and the kids know a few Navajo words. But, you know, we at the school can teach in English.
Yeah, I like that. But now I'm going to turn to Jenna because, mm-hmm. Jenna, you're doing a lot of programming in native languages.
That's correct. We have a large audience of Navajo-speaking listeners. And there are so we have to have programs that are geared just to that. And we have it's amazing, the call-ins that we get every day from the native listeners. They are asking questions and wondering how, and, you know, asking for verses, asking for prayer. It's pretty amazing, especially when we put up the new station and we're able to add on the additional areas on the reservation.
Now, is the language that you might have on the Hopi Nation different than Navajo?
Very much so. The languages are very distinctly different, and we're trying to develop a lot more Hopi programs. We do have a new construction permit to build a brand-new radio station for the Hopi people.
Does that have to be located somewhere other than Window Rock, Chuck?
Well, our main studio, I should let Jenna answer this,
yeah.
but our main studio is in Window Rock, but
right.
our transmitter and tower will be on the Hopi reservation.
So right now we run all the stations out of Window Rock. But the tower will be in Hopi, and the Hopi is a whole different type of tribe than Navajo. It's a Pueblo tribe, and they're very close to any religion coming on to their. We were shocked when there was a unanimous yes for us coming on and putting on a radio station there. So we were really excited. We know the Lord's in it, and we are going to do what he wants us to do.
And it is very important, especially for elders, to have ministry done in their own language.
It really is. Mm-hmm. It really is.
I mean, I know that I've been embarrassed because I speak to somebody from Europe. A lot of Europeans can speak 3-5 languages just like it's nothing. Mm-hmm. But I don't find that with Americans very much. You've already described there's some ability of Native children to speak a little bit of Navajo, which I understand is one of the most complicated languages. Maybe English is a lot easier, and it sounds like Hilltop School is not letting go of any of the traditions and things that the tribes want to have and the history and those things of the area. But at the same time, Roger, are you teaching reading, writing, arithmetic?
Yes, we are teaching reading, writing, arithmetic, and that's one of the strengths of our school and one of the things that brings parents there is probably we are the most academically oriented and kids get the best education when they come to our school. And we want them to get a good Christian education, but we also as Christians are always called to excellence. And so we're always emphasizing that, you know, we want to be excellent not only in teaching the Bible, but in teaching math and science and history and all of those things.
Yes.
If you ever want to have a great experience where chills will go up and down your back is to come in and listen to the preschool kids as they quote you scripture in Navajo language. They'll sing Navajo songs. They'll count to 10 in Navajo or 100. I don't know how far they go, but they're learning Navajo as well as English.
Yes. So. Well, that's really exciting, and I'm equally fascinated with the fact that you can put out radio program in native languages, and there's multiple languages that you're having to deal with. Really fascinating. As our listeners are listening right now, Chuck, how can they help you in your ministry?
Well, there's all kinds of ways. One way, I don't know if Jenna wants to tell more of this story, but God has really been blessing us with a lot of growth and advancement right now. We put a translator on, or we've got 5 stations total right now, if you count our translators. But we were, last year when we put the translator on in Tuba City, which is over close to the Grand Canyon, we found a gentleman who helped us. And about a couple months ago, he gave us a call, and he says, you know, I was going to retire up here on Lake Powell, and I built a station on Navajo Mountain. And then the pandemic happened. And nobody's coming to the lake, and it's drying up. And the coal mine on the Navajo reservation shut down. And all there are here now is Navajo people, and there's not a market for our radio anymore. And he says, I've got this station built, but I just want to sell and get out of here. Would you guys like this radio station? And far below market value. And we said, yes, we're very interested, because the northern part of the reservation and mostly up into Utah, there's nothing. They can't get a Christian radio station there. We're kind of a fringe place there. And he said, well, if you'd like to have it, I'll let you have it at just the money I've put into it recently. And by the way, it's off the air because I'm getting ready for my license renewal. And if you'd like to just kick the tires, I'll pay for the electricity and everything. You just send your signal here and see what the fit's like. And so as of about a month ago, we have another brand new radio station, full power, Class C FM, up on top of Navajo Mountain. And it's reaching a lot of these little remote communities that have had nothing. And so we're asking people to text in, call in, email, whatever. We're hearing from people that are just saying, I can't believe we would ever hear Christian radio in Navajo language in our area. Mm-hmm. And so we're trying to raise some funds to pay for that radio station. And if anybody would like to be part of helping us get that radio station on the air, that would be fantastic.
Yeah.
And, there was a young man that called in, and he said, all I do is stay way out here. I was taking care of my father. My father died, and I just heard the sheep. And I keep changing the radio stations, and I found yours, and I started listening, and he said, I'm not a believer, but I've been listening to the radio, and I think I'm going to become a believer. And it was just so exciting to hear that radio is doing,
yes,
you know, how God is using radio.
We're hearing from so many people that are loving that.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as is normal, we are run out of time for this segment. So I need to say thank you to Chuck Harper. He is the General Director of Across Nations Ministries. Roger Everett, Instructional Supervisor for Hilltop School. Jenna Martinez, she is the Executive Assistant and the Radio Manager. Mm-hmm. Across Nations doing some great things. Acrossnations.cc is the website.